to look at your knees. Back to your door.
Thanks very much, Femi. Well, for some school systems, districts, school has already gotten underway. And across the country, from Michigan to North Carolina to Connecticut and California, that morning routine of getting children on school buses is getting more complicated and some say more perilous in the era of high fuel costs. With prices spiking 40% higher than ever before, officials are slashing budgets and children are being asked to walk further distances to meet their bus or to get to schools on roads that are busier than they were years ago, or sometimes their bus rides are getting much longer. Joining us now is Randy Collins, who is a school superintendent in Waterford, Connecticut. But today he comes to us with the hat of his presidency of the American Association of School Administrators. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us, Randy, what are school districts grappling with?
Well, since budgets were put together last spring, as you know, the energy cost, diesel fuel for buses, heating, and oil have spiked, as you said earlier, 40% or more. And so what's happening is school systems are struggling to find ways to slash budgets and cope with this, such as reducing bus stops or eliminating runs.
And, yeah, exactly. Tell us about the kind of choices that they are having to make. Break it down for us.
Well, they're not easy choices, because what's happening is superintendents across this country are struggling to find money not to add educational programs or additional services for students who attend every day, but in order to buy fuel, which is burnt up in a couple of days. So there's a frustration there with needing to do that. One way that I have heard that is going on is the elimination of bus stops, so that there are fewer bus stops, necessitating fewer starting up and stoppings of buses, which consumes fuel. And I've heard some people considering a four-day school week.
And we've read some reports of schools that are slashing, getting rid of buses for, say, after-school activities or for sports activities.
I've also heard of that. It's difficult to do that. It's possible, for example, to get rid of buses for field trips, which, of course, takes away an important educational component. It's more difficult to get rid of athletic buses or sports trips, because if you're going to field a team, then you've got to go to where the competitions are in addition to the ones you have at home. So that's a difficult situation.
And there must be some safety concerns in terms of kids walking further distances to get buses or being on buses for longer periods of time. Tell us how administrators are trying to balance those concerns.
Well, I think what's happening is administrators are trying to balance those concerns, but it's a very difficult balancing act. We have many different situations today than we did in the energy crisis in the 70s, for example. We have more parents who are both working. So when the youngster's picked up at the door or close to the door, they're not as concerned. When they have to walk a mile to get to the bus stop and they're off to work, that's a concern for both the administrator and the parents. It is a balancing act, which I think is in many ways unbalanceable.
Randy, I'm going to ask you to hold on for a
sure.
second, because right now we're going to bring in Wendy Landman, Executive Director of Walk Boston. She's a consultant in Massachusetts for several school districts. And Wendy, welcome. Some people refer to you as the Boston Pedestrian Advocate. What are your thoughts on this balancing act between safety and getting children to school?
Now, good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Let me first say that I actually am a pedestrian advocate, not a consultant. Walk Boston is indeed a nonprofit that works on pedestrian advocacy and making sure that people can walk safely. So we have been talking to a number of school districts, and we are very concerned, as Randy mentioned, with the safety of the children, and in fact think that while on the one hand districts considering reducing busing may present over the long term an opportunity to get more children walking, which is one of our goals, that the choices that districts are making at this point need to be done very, very carefully and in consultation with children's parents. Just simply deciding to reduce the number of bus routes or reduce the number of bus stops is something that concerns us greatly, and it's something that we have counseled districts to think about very, very carefully before they make those choices, that they really need to go out with parents and children and other people from the community, walk the routes that they're asking children to be taking to get to school or to get to a bus stop, and make sure that those routes can be traversed safely by children, or to take some serious steps towards making sure that kids are being walked by adults who know how to do this. This is one of the pieces of the Safe Routes to Schools program that's happening around the country, namely walking school buses or walk pools, which is just what it sounds like. It's like a carpool, only instead it's a walk pool. So you might rotate among a group of parents who are sharing the duty.
Yeah, because obviously school districts are in a tricky situation. I mean, there's only a finite amount of money at the end of the day. What are the major issues that you've been talking to school districts about? One, you're talking about parents getting involved. What's your second bit of advice?
Well, again, and I know that this isn't really an answer to the problem of the budget issues, but one of the things that we're very concerned about is when buses are eliminated, is seeing a huge surge in the number of parents driving to school, which means that there are very many more cars on the road in exactly the place where you're asking children to walk, namely
right.
the schools.
We're going to have to leave it there, Wendy. I can't thank both of you enough. I just got run, the clock is just running on me. Randy Collins, president of the American Association of School Administrators, and Wendy Landham, pedestrian advocate, executive director of Walk Boston.